Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 11. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
I'm mindful today that there is a lot on the table for this next week. We have a lot that is happening. We have a lot that we need to be praying over, a lot that could happen. And so, with that said, I wanted to kind of lend you my hope today. I figure as we're looking at this new year that sometimes some of the more wonderful passages of Scripture are not very familiar to us, only because they're couched in some pretty tedious places in the Scriptures. For instance, in the Minor Prophets, you find that there are many things that talk about the millennium. And people aren't really familiar with the millennium intimately like they are with other parts of the Scriptures, and yet there's so much said in the Old Testament. The prophets, the Minor Prophets, all of those things that we have to look forward to are set forth for you and for me. And I just want today to bring to you a couple of things that give me encouragement in this crazy time. I do not know what will happen this Wednesday or on the inauguration day later in the month. I do not know if the Lord is going to step in and right the course of this ship that you and I are on, but I do know that He can, and I have reason to believe that He will, but I don't know that He will. So I say that to tell you this: I am not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I read the Scriptures and I see things that give me reason to hope some things are going to happen that will be especially amazing. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I hope that's what we say. I hope we say that when we come to next Sunday's worship service. It's very possible. I'm not sure how many of you are aware of the unfolding of a lot of things coming to light that are dealing with the Chinese and their involvement in so much of what's going on in our country. They are a big deal in the world right now. They have put their sights on us as a people because we are kind of the linchpin to the entire world. And that's true. If America goes down as a result of all the things that we're seeing, and if everything unfolds as it's being telegraphed that it will, if a Biden administration is seated, then we might be seeing the beginning of something far more intense than we have even any idea about. This is something that might cause some of us to really worry, okay, because we're prone to that maybe. But if you're reading your Bible, you know something is said about China. And I'm going to kind of work my way to that so that we see a context for my comfort today. But let me give you a couple of things that comfort me at the outset. Back in January, I had to have surgery. And it was a surgery where they put stents in my heart. I'm doing great, by the way. I don't know they're there anymore. I don't even think about it. I've got energy like I had 15, 20 years ago, and it's been good. I didn't know there was anything even wrong. In fact, my cholesterol, they said, was enviable. Anybody would want to have my cholesterol. So there was nothing there except that I laid down plaque somehow and it snuck up on me. You say, well, that's fun that we're saying that, because what's that got to do with you being encouraged? Well, because if it hadn't happened when it did, I would have been in the middle of Coronaville and I wouldn't have gotten it done. God gave me that heads up before everything broke loose, and my wife might not have a husband. I had the widowmaker was the one they had to put it in. I could have been taken out. No other signs of anything in my life was wrong, but a widowmaker, it doesn't mess around. They were saying it was about 90% blocked. And I say to you that that's an encouragement to my heart in light of what we're dealing with today. Also, Amy Coney Barrett was placed in her position right before the election. That was phenomenal. I believe that's an encouragement to us to think God is up to something. Not only that, but I think that the very fact that President Trump was elected 4 years ago is an encouragement. Because the way he came was completely out of the blue. And what he has done is he has echoed the spirit of the founders of our country.
Amen.
I'm not saying that he is a believer yet. I'd like to think so. I gotta say, I don't see how you can stand on that pinnacle and not see the raw evil and the fact that he has championed so many things that are positive. I have hope today. He has championed the cause of the unborn, and he has endeavored to do things that would morally be a blessing before the eyes of God. It's hard to pull this mess back into line, isn't it? I mean, you've watched him. He's been under harassment for 4 years, and he's accomplished so much. Our economy was booming because of the things that he had done. But what about this? If I throw you another hope, it would be that he actually put an embassy in Jerusalem. Are we encouraged yet? This is a direct connect to the Word of God, to the heart of God. The Bible actually says, I will bless them who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Now, I'm just talking here. Taking what I've seen, what I've experienced personally, and what I believe you and I are seeing. What has happened in recent days has come to you and to me from out of the blue on the other side of the equation as well. We would have never expected that the entire body of mainstream media would literally begin to suppress news and begin to foist upon us false news that they knew was false or hold back. And then not only to do that, but as their plan began to unravel because so much was coming to the fore, that they would double down. This is a world we're living in right now. And this is new. And now that everything is being looked at with a microscope, we begin to see the fingerprints of China on so much of what has happened. Now, in the Bible, we are told about China on a couple of occasions. They're referred to as the kings of the East. So keep that in your mind, because many of us, we may have read through our Bibles from cover to cover at one time or a couple times, who knows, but to put and parse all of the things that are said about something is no easy task. So what I want to do is I want to take you to the book of Daniel this morning. And I want you to know I'm going to share with you a degree of my hope. If you were to go back to the book of Daniel, some of the bigger pictures you would see in your mind's eye are Daniel in the lion's den. You might see the three Hebrews cast into the fiery furnace and delivered. For those of us who love the prophecies in the scriptures, you may immediately go in your mind's eye to chapter 9. And I want you to know therein we have the 70 weeks of years prophecy, and it's amazing, and it's minute in all of its detail, and it gives us a little bit of a catalog of what we can expect for these last days. But it is in chapter 10 and 11 that we actually begin to see Daniel as an aged man who was worried about his people going back from Babylonian captivity. And that was what really spawned the 70 weeks of years prophecy back in chapter 9. He was worried, hey, we're going to go back, but we're not ready. And then the Lord sent Gabriel to tell him about the 70 weeks of years. But now all the people have been back for a little while, and Daniel has gotten wind that they, in fact, were not doing very well out there. Remember, we have all of those speed bumps, if you will. All of those people coming against the Israelites when they tried to build and so forth. And it was really kind of hard. At one point, the people had actually stopped working. And they weren't going to do anything. And you get Zephaniah and Haggai, they're over there preaching to them, you know, you need to stop working on your own houses and get over here and build my house. And they were prophets at the time. But Daniel's somewhere in the middle there. He didn't get those guys preaching to him properly. Here he is seeing that the people are back in their land, but they're not really flourishing. He was grieved by the fact that very few went back in the first place, and now he's grieved that those that did go back aren't doing very much either. That's what precipitates chapters 10 and 11. These are two chapters that go together. In chapter 10, we find that Daniel begins to fast and pray. And he begins to ask the Lord, you know, what is going on? What can we expect? And it's in verse 1 of chapter 10, it says it's in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, and the thing was true. But the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. That's chapter 10. So what he's telling us in verse 1 is that Daniel got this revelation, and he's writing about it now. This is in the year of Cyrus. You remember Darius or Darius, however you like the name. Darius is the guy who was originally being dealt with by Daniel, and then it comes to Cyrus. You remember that Cyrus is the one that starts the 70 weeks of years prophecy, perhaps. He's the guy who gives the edict to go back and build in Jerusalem. And then the Bible says that when that commandment goes forth, there would be 70 weeks of years determined from the going forth of the commandment, even until the time of Messiah. So Cyrus is a big deal because he's the guy who commences the times of the Gentiles. If you want to make a note of something, that's kind of going to be our hub, the times of the Gentiles. Because we're going to see an aerial view. And what happens is that Daniel actually gets this word from the people back in, that they're not flourishing back in their homeland. And the Bible says that he began to mourn and fast in verse 2 of chapter 10. He ate no pleasant food. But then after he had gotten this fast under his belt, after 3 weeks, it was like 24 days in that he actually gets a word from the heavens about what's actually going on. So what happens is that in chapter 10, the word is kind of brought to him by a river, which is called Hiddekel in verse 4 of chapter 10. And I'm kind of bouncing you back and forth because this is a lead in to chapter 11. And after he gets this word, he literally faints out because what he sees is he sees Jesus first. It's one of those experiences where when the prophets saw Jesus, they fell on their faces dead men. John the Revelator did it in Revelation chapter 1. He fell on his face as one dead. Ezekiel's another one who fell down as one dead when he was in the presence of deity. And here we have the energy all going out of this older man as well. Well, after he gets past all that, the angel that the Lord had sent to Daniel was telling him, don't fear, in verse 12 of chapter 10. And he says, from the first that you started to pray and seek, he says, the Lord wanted to send me to you. He says, I've come to tell you what you're wanting to find out. I'm coming in verse 14 to make you understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. It's going to be the full-bodied explanation. The 70 weeks of years prophecy is very interesting. But what you have now is you have the minutia of what's going to happen during that time. Verses 20 and 21 in Daniel, chapter 10, the Bible says, then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return and fight the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia will come. But I will shew thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince. Interesting thing is that these are huge angels that are here. This is the Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel Michael.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.